Previously on Thomas and the Bible, God promises to destroy the Philistines via the Israelites. Thomas comes up with a way to make the Bible much more succinct, just with the simple phrase, bad things. I think someone should have sent Moses that editorial note. Not a lot actually happens. Thomas does a pretty funny character of the lamentings over a destroyed city, and that was pretty much it. If you need cheering up after listening to the Bible, why not go and check out Thomas's other podcast, Comedy Shoeshine? I know that's what I'm going to do, with the Thomas Young Count of Zilch.
Again, I don't believe you. I swear I yawned in that one. Or was that the one you missed where I said that I yawned in the previous one? Was that what happened? I don't get it. Well, I couldn't be more tired. I could, I guess, but it would be very difficult to be more tired. Sorry, I got to turn down my gain. It's a little too loud in my ears. It's going to leak into the mic. I mean, I love hearing me nice and loud, but unfortunately, it'll leak back to you guys. So health update. I think I have some sort of infection, like a sinus infection, which I don't think I've ever had. It's pretty cool. I still sound like shit and it's not going away. And, I started recently, so I was all done being sick and I was like, I'm feeling better today. And that lasted about half a day. And then I was like, am I getting sick again? What the hell is this? 'Cause it started all over again, but worse. And then now when I blow my nose, every time I blow my nose, it's like the scene from Jurassic Park when the dinosaur sneezes on the girl. Like, it's like, except it's just green. I can't think of a good comparison. So it's awful. Something not good is going on. Probably, like I said, probably an infection or something. So I got to get to the doctor, but, yeah, that sucks. And then as a result, I'm just not able to sleep, so I'm constantly tired. But enough complaining. Let's do something even worse than some sort of infection. The Bible. You know, it just occurred to me. I know I've made this point before, but I go to peek in my Bible to see how far I need to read today, and there's like none left. It feels like, from a pages and like, you know, width of the Bible, and when I'm holding it, it feels like I'm done, like I'm almost done, and we haven't gotten to Jesus yet. We haven't gotten to the entire point, according to Christians, of the book. We're not there. We have, you know, 21, including this one, to go. So that's getting close. But then maybe I should do a countdown of all that we have left. Or I guess I don't really need to do a countdown because we're on 177 and we're going to 260. So, under 100 left. That's pretty cool. That's, what is that? I'm 283 to do. Yeah. 83 left. That's pretty cool. So we'll have 63 left when we get to the New Testament, I guess, or 62. It's just like, how crazy is that? You know, it's really, when we get to the New Testament, like I said before, I'll be 76% done. And, then starts the only part that matters, according to some, the only part you can reference. I really ought to take a picture of this, like graphically what it looks like to hold the Bible where the New Testament starts. It's, that'd be a good meme. Ah, that would be a great meme. Okay. No one steal my meme idea. I'm making it at some point. I'm not telling you what it's going to say, so you'll have to figure it out. And if you're wanting to steal my meme idea, which, you know, I don't, but you're free to steal it, but I'm not going to tell you what it was going to say in the meme. All right. Well, this sucks and I sound like crap, but, we got to go. I got to start paying Harley more because maybe I can get a more glowing review of Comedy Shoeshine. Not sure if you guys have checked that out, but it's a good podcast, if I do say so myself. So today we're reading Ezekiel 30-33, and I'm sure it'll be just amazing if I had to guess. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy, and say, Thus saith the Lord, where nothing could prophesy go wrong. That's prophecy go wrong. It's the first thing that's ever gone wrong. Oh, man, name that quote. Anyway, I don't know why I haven't thought of that before. Nothing can prophesy go wrong. Anyway, thus saith the Lord God, howl ye, woe worth the day. For the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near, a cloudy day. It shall be the time of the heathen. And the sword shall come upon Egypt, and great pain shall be in Ethiopia, when the slain shall fall in Egypt, and they shall take away her multitude, and her foundation shall be broken down. Ethiopia and Libya and Lydia. Ooh, Lydia's a place? Not just a place, but a state of mind. And all the mingled people and Chub. Chub. All right, now I got to look that up. Chub. What's Chub? I'm going to have to search the Bible, too. Chub Bible. Topical. Chub, the name of a people in alliance with Egypt in the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Or is it Nebuchadrezzar? Probably of northern Africa. Chub. The word is found only in Ezekiel. Yeah, wouldn't you know it? All right. The men of the land that is in league and shall fall with them by the sword. Thus saith the Lord, they also that uphold Egypt shall fall, and the pride of her power shall come down. From the tower of Syene shall they fall in it by the sword, saith the Lord God. They shall be desolate in the midst of these countries that are desolate, and her city shall be in the midst of the cities that are wasted. And they shall know that I am the Lord, when I have set a fire in Egypt, and when all her helpers shall be destroyed. In that day shall messengers go forth from me in ships to make the careless Ethiopians afraid, and great pain shall come upon them as in the day of Egypt, for lo, it cometh. Thus saith the Lord God, I will also make the multitude of Egypt to cease by the hand of Nebuchadrezzar. See, it says Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon. He and his people with him, the terrible of the nations, shall be brought to destroy the land, and they shall draw their swords against Egypt and fill the land with the slain. And I will make rivers dry and sell the land into the hand of the wicked, and I will make the land waste and all that is therein by the hand of strangers. I, the Lord, have spoken it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will also destroy the idols, and I will cause their images to cease out of Noph, and there shall be no more a prince of the land of Egypt, and I will put a fear in the land of Egypt. Sometimes my glasses get a little crooked in my headphones, and even if it's just... So picture glasses, I'm sure some of you can imagine what that looks like, glasses on a person, and even if they tilt just a couple degrees slanty, like, you know, how can I describe that? Like a plane that's turning, you know, like lifts. Even if they're just a little bit like slanted, I can't, it's so disorienting for no reason. It's really weird. Like it shouldn't be, but it is. I don't know why that is, but, anyway, it's more interesting than whatever I'm reading. So, I will also destroy the idols, and I will cause their images to cease out of Noph, and there shall be no more a prince of the land of Egypt, and I will put a fear in the land of Egypt, and I will make a Pathros desolate, and will set fire in Zoan, and will execute judgments in No. And I will pour my fury upon Sin, the strength of Egypt, and I will cut off the multitude of No. And I will set fire in Egypt. Sin shall have a great pain, and No. I wonder what No. How could I Google No? I mean, I could try Bible No again, but like that's not going to work. By a biblical city of No. Does that work? No. How am I going to find No? No, it's not. Bible place No. There's no way. How about Ezekiel? Ezekiel place No. You can't search No. It's impossible. It's like my name. It's ungoogleable. Ezekiel No. Where is... How about where is No? Let's try that. Where is No? It's impossible. But I can learn about how to make the no-gi Ezekiel choke effective. I'm not sure what an Ezekiel choke is, but it appears to be a Brazilian jiu-jitsu thing. Am I crazy? We're reading about a place called No, right? Yes or no? No's on first. Multitude of no. And I will set fire in Egypt. No, I read that. Okay. No shall be set asunder, and Naph shall have distress daily. The young men of Avon and Pibeseth shall fall by the sword, and these cities shall go into captivity. At Tapha-Hevenesis also the day shall be darkened, when I shall break there the yokes of Egypt, and the pomp of her strength shall cease in her. For as for her, in a cloud shall cover her, and her daughters shall go into captivity. Thus I will execute judgments in Egypt, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first month, in the 7th day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and lo, it shall not be bound up to be healed. Put a roller to bind it, and make it strong to hold the sword. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and I will break his arms, the strong and that which was broken, and I will cause the sword to fall out of his hand, and I will scatter the Egyptians among nations, and I will disperse them through the countries, and I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon and put my sword in his hand. But I will break Pharaoh's arms, and he shall groan before him with the groanings of a deadly wounded man. But I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and the arms of Pharaoh shall fall down, and they shall know that I am the Lord. When I shall put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall stretch it out upon the land of Egypt. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and disperse them among the countries, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Okay, 31. You know, I was just having a thought while I was not paying attention to the reading, because it's terrible. I want to let you guys know that I have good, big plans for the new testicle. I want to do a good, cause like, honestly, this Old Testament is so bad. It's really hard to maintain interest. So I tend to try to go for comedy and, you know, we'll see how that goes. Or I try to summarize, like, it's just bad. It's so effing bad, but the New Testament I think is really important. So I have good big plans for it. Like, I want to take a lot of notes and like diagram the different story in the different versions of Jesus's life and all that, and find the differences and do all that stuff. It's going to be really fun. So I just want to let you guys know that. And also Noah from Scathing Atheist, who I had on Atheistically Speaking, he and Heath this week, actually check that out. He mentioned that he recommends reading, I think, Matthew first. Or Matthew before, or no, Matthew is first, I think. Read Mark first, and then Matthew. But I'm like, I don't think I can read stuff out of order. It's really, I don't want to do that. But I wanted to gauge and see what you guys think, if I should read Mark first, or whatever he said. So first remember what he said in a conversation with me, and then tell me if I should do that. I think it was Mark, because it like covers the whole story or something. I rarely do this, but I'm going to have to pause because my throat hurts so bad. All right, I always put it off, but I'm definitely calling the doctor tomorrow and getting a doctor's appointment because this is effing ridiculous. It's not like I podcast a lot or anything. Who needs my voice? I don't need it. Does anyone else want it? You can have it. It's not like I have a good voice. I just need to not have an awful voice. Oh, man. My worst nightmare is that I'll end up like as an acting coach, famous acting coach, Sanford Meisner, I think. He had a throat cancer and had some sort of procedure or something where he lost his part of his throat. Anyway, the point is, I don't know if anyone will know who I'm talking about, but I guess Meisner is a pretty famous name in acting if you've done any acting, but... He still taught. There's like tapes or recordings or something of him teaching, but it's after he lost like his entire whatever makes sound. So he could only talk by like burping, which is horrible. But anyway, that's with my luck, that's what I'll end up as. And this guy lived to be, I pulled up his Wikipedia, he lived to be 91. So, he did okay. But yeah, he coached a lot of famous people. And I'll end up like that. I'll have 50 podcasts going, and then I'll have to burp in order to speak. And that would be my worst nightmare. So as long as I don't end up like that, although I feel like I'm on my way. I'm kind of on my way. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the third month, and the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude. Whom art thou like in thy greatness? Behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon. Oh, guys, cool tree metaphor. Buckle up. Buckle up for this tree metaphor. With fair branches and shadowing shroud, and of an high stature, and his top was among the thick boughs. The waters made him great, the deep set him up on high, with her rivers running round about his plants, and sent her little rivers unto all the trees of the field. Therefore his height was exalted above all the trees of the field, and his boughs were multiplied, and his branches became long because of the multitude of waters when he shot forth. All the fowls of heaven made their nests in his boughs, and he, under his branches did all the beasts of the field bring forth their young, and under his shadow dwelt all great nations. Thus he was fair in his greatness. Is this going to be like the trees by Rush? Go and look up the lyrics to the trees. I think it's the trees or trees or something by Rush. They're so bad. They're the worst goddamn lyrics. Rush is an awesome band for their music ability and stuff, but lyrics were not the greatest, I don't think. But anyway, in the length of his branches, for his root was by great waters. The cedars in the garden of God could not hide him. The fir trees were not like his boughs. Then the chestnut trees were not like his branches, nor any tree in the garden of God was like unto him in his beauty. I have made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied him. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast lifted up in the height, and he hath shot up his top among the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up in his height, I have therefore delivered him into the hand of the mighty one of the heathen. He shall surely deal with him. I have driven him out for his wickedness. And strangers, the terrible of the nations, have cut him off and have left him upon the mountains and in all the valleys. His branches are fallen and his boughs are broken by all the rivers of the land. And all the people of the earth are gone down from his shadow and have left him. Upon his ruin shall all the fowls of heaven remain, and all the beasts of the field shall be upon his branches. To the end that none of all the trees by the waters exalt themselves for their height, neither shoot up to their top among the thick boughs, neither their trees stand up in their height, all that drink water, for they are all delivered unto death. To the nether parts of the earth, in the midst of the children of men, with them that go down to the pit. Well, if you're going to be stuck with a movie, and you're a tree, it's a pretty good movie for a tree to watch. That's just a pretty good movie for anyone to watch, Children of Men. People forgot about that movie, but it was a good one. I should watch it again. I haven't watched it since it came out in like 2007 or something. Something like that. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day when he went down to the grave, I caused a mourning. I covered the deep for him, and I restrained the floods thereof. And the great waters were stayed. And I caused Lebanon to mourn for him, and all the trees of the field fainted for him. I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall, when I cast him down to hell with them that descend into the pit. And all the trees of Eden, the choice and best of Lebanon, all that drink water, shall be comforted in the nether parts of the earth. They also went down into hell with him unto them that be slain with the sword, and they that were his arm and that dwelt under his shadow in the midst of the heathen. To whom art thou thus like in glory and in greatness among the trees of Eden? Yet shalt thou be brought down with the trees of Eden unto the nether parts of the earth. Shalt thou lie in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that be slain by the sword? This is Pharaoh and all his multitude, saith the Lord God. 32. And it came to pass in the 12th year, in the 12th month, in the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say unto him, Thou art like a young lion of the nations, and thou art as a whale in the seas, and thou camest forth upon thy rivers, and troubledst the waters with thy feet, and fouledst the rivers. Thus saith the Lord, I will therefore... Whoever made the decision to get rid of STs at the end of past tense words, that was a genius right there. That was someone who propelled humanity forward hundreds of years, just in the time and effort it takes to say an ST at the end of every ED word. Oh, I fouledst and wentedst and I laughedst. Like, that just was so much time people used to have to spend. No more. So whoever that genius was. I hope that was someone... I know that's not really how it works. Like, it wasn't just someone who did that, but it would be funny if it was just one person who, like, that was their big invention. Like, that's what they did with their whole life. And when I don't remember where I was, but does it particularly matter? I don't know. Let's see. Fish up the mountain. I don't even see any EDSTs to know that that's where I was. Thus saith the Lord God, I will therefore spread out my net over thee with a company of many people, and they shall bring thee up in my net. Then I will leave thee upon the land, I will cast thee forth upon the open field, and I will cause all the fowls of heaven to remain upon thee, and will fill the beasts of the whole earth with thee. And I will lay thy flesh upon the mountains, and fill the valleys with thy height. I will also water with thy blood the land wherein thou swimmest, even to the mountains, and the rivers shall be full of thee. And when I shall put thee out, I will cover the heaven and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. All the bright lights of heaven I will make dark over thee, and set my darkness upon thy land. There's definitely one. Definitely a yawn count of at least one. I will also vex the hearts of many people, and I shall bring thy destruction among the nations, into the countries which thou hast not known. Yea, I will make many people amazed at thee, and their kings shall be horribly afraid for thee, and when I shall brandish my sword before them, they shall tremble at every moment, every man for his own life, in the day of thy fall. For thus saith the Lord God, the sword of the king of Babylon shall come upon thee, by the swords of the mighty will I cause thy multitude to fall, the terrible and the nations, all of them. Or I could just bore them to death with constant prophecies, because that could work too. And they shall spoil the pomp of Egypt, and all the multitude thereof shall be destroyed. I will destroy also the beasts thereof from beside the great waters. Neither shall the foot of man trouble them any more, nor the hoofs of beasts trouble them. Then I will make their waters deep, and cause their rivers to run like oil, saith the Lord God, when I shall make the land of Egypt desolate, and the country shall be destitute of that thereof which it was full. What? When I will smite them all down. Okay, hold on. Collect your thoughts. Here we go. When I shall smite all them that dwell therein, then shall they know that I am the Lord. Oh, that's what it'll take. Guys, they'll finally know that the effing Lord, the only Lord there is, and the only one, according to this story, who's ever done anything, the only one who's real, the only one who talks to them, the only one who's anything, if he could just smite another person, then maybe they'll know he's real. How stupid is it? How does one believe this? I don't know. This is the lamentation wherewith they shall lament her. The daughters of the nations shall lament her. They shall lament for her, even for Egypt and for all her multitude. Saith the Lord God, the king of pass, also in the 12th year, in the 15th day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, wail for the multitude of Egypt, and cast them down, even her, and the daughters of the famous nations under the nether parts of the earth, with them that go down into the pit. Whom dost thou pass in beauty? Go down and be thou laid with the uncircumcised. They shall fall in the midst of them that are slain by the sword. She is delivered to the sword. Draw her and all her multitudes. The strong among the mighty shall speak to him out of the midst of hell with them that help him. They are gone down, they lie uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Assur is there, and all her company. His graves are all about him, all of them slain, fallen by the sword. Whose graves are set in the sides of the pit? And her company is round about her grave, and all the slain... Oh, that's not a question. It's just saying whose. Yeah, Assur's. Fallen by the sword, which caused terror in the land of the living. There is Elam and all her multitude round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which are gone down uncircumcised into the nether parts of the earth, which caused the terror in the land of the living. Yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. They have set her a bed in the midst of the slain with all her multitude. Her graves are round about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Though their terror was caused in the land of the living, yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. He is put in the midst of them that must be slain. There is Meshech, Tubal, and all her multitude. Her graves are round about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword, though they caused their terror in the land of the living. And they shall not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, which are gone down to hell with weapons of war. And they have laid their swords under their heads, but their iniquity shall be upon their bones, though they were the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. Yea, thou shalt be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised, and shalt lie with them that are slain. This Ezekiel's really obsessed with uncircumcised penis. Am I wrong? It's all, he's like, his worst nightmare is like, oh, you're gonna lie with those dirty uncircumcised penises. Yeah, that's what you're gonna do. And he keeps repeating it like over and over, like, okay, I got it the first time. The first time is questionable, but the fourth and fifth time you mention it, you definitely have some sort of, fetish going on. There is Edom, her kings and all her princes, which with their might are laid by them that were slain by the sword. They shall die with the lie with the uncircumcised. Oh, again, and with them that go down to the pit. There be the princes of the north, all of them, and the Zidonians. Oh, I wonder what these people are going to do. Which are gone down with the slain, with the terror they are ashamed of their might, and they lie uncircumcised with them that are slain by the sword, and bear the shame with them that go down to the pit. Pharaoh shall see them, and shall be comforted over his multitude, even Pharaoh and all his army slain by the sword, saith the Lord God. For I have caused my terror in the land of the living, and shall be laid in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that are slain with the sword, even Pharaoh and all his multitude, saith the Lord God. 33, last chapter, and then I have to go have neck replacement surgery, throat and mouth and everything replacement surgery. Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of it, this is the day. See if anyone gets that one. This is the day. Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come up the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him, but he taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But he that taketh warning. But if the watchmen see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? See, this is funny because this is the Jewish, or whatever, the Old Testament, you know, it's not really the Christian writings. And so it doesn't talk about the afterlife. It just says like, oh no, you're going to die. And like, that's a problem. But for God, according to Christianity, it wouldn't matter. Like, if you die, then you just go to God and then you're closer to God. So it's kind of weird that in the Old Testament, God's like, oh, I don't want you to die. Oh, man, like, what would it matter? Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. When I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trust to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousnesses shall not be remembered, but for his iniquity that he hath committed, and shall die for it. Again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walked in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live and shall not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. Yet the children of thy people say, the way of the Lord is not equal, but as for them, their way is not equal. When the righteous turneth from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereby. But if the wicked turn from his wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. Yet we say, the way of the Lord is not equal. O ye house of Israel, I will judge you every one after his ways. And it came to pass in the 12th year of our captivity, in the 10th month, in the 5th day of the month, that one that had escaped out of Jerusalem came unto me, saying, the city is smitten. Does that mean it's in love? Is that city in love? Oh, how cute. Now the hand of the Lord was upon me this in the evening, afore he that was escaped came and had opened my mouth, until he came to me in the morning, and my mouth was opened, and I was no more dumb. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, they that inhabit those wastes of the land of Israel speak, saying, Abraham was one, and he inherited the land, but we are many. The land is given us for inheritance. Wherefore we say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, ye eat with the blood, and lift up your eyes toward your idols, and shed blood, and shall ye possess the land? Ye stand upon your sword, ye work abomination, ye defile every one his neighbor's wife, and shall ye possess the land? Oh, man. Say thus unto them, thus saith the Lord God, as I live, surely they that are in the waste shall fall by the sword, and him that is in the open field will I give to beasts to be devoured. And they that be in the forts and in the caves shall die of the pestilence. For I will lay the land most desolate, and the pomp of her strength shall cease, and the mountains of Israel shall be desolate, that none shall pass through. Then shall they know that I am the Lord, when I have laid the land most desolate because of all their abominations which they have committed. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people are still talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them, for with their mouth they shew much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument, for they hear the words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. All right, that's the end of the reading. I'd like to apologize. This episode sucked, if I go ahead and say so myself. Yeah, that's right. I'm honest. Some episodes are good. Some episodes suck. This one sucked really badly. And I attribute that to my throat hurting so badly I can't even do anything. Like, it really hurts. And I don't know why it has to hurt this badly. It's, seems like I should be over this by now, but, it's never going away. So there we have it. Yeah. So I just want to thank my patrons, and I'm going to seek the doctor, and I'm going to, hopefully, I think if I get antibiotics, it should clear right up. So hopefully next week I'll be a lot better. So sorry for this episode sucking. I hope we at least got through this part of the Bible. And I hope I was provided some sort of entertainment, although I doubt it because it was terrible. Thank you for my patrons, who I don't deserve because this episode sucked. Katie Quiznos, top patron right now. Thank you so much. Marcel, Camel Pope, Charles Bangwiener, John Bodley, Tom Chambers, Brian Gerford, Lee Primesberger, David Vandervlies, Travis Peterson. You guys are the best. I love you. And forgive me for this terrible episode. I'd also like to thank Brian Johnston for being a newer patron, the newest patron, actually. Did I ever thank Josh Hogan for being a new patron? I'm not sure if I did. Or Tabitha Kadima or Jim Grove. I think I thanked Jim Grove. So I must have missed a few. Sorry about that. Tabitha, Josh, Brian, welcome. Thank you so much for being patrons. I assure you I can do better than this when I don't have throat cancer. I just have a bout of the throat cancer. It'll go away. It clears up. And I will see you guys next week much better and much stronger and less terrible. So thank you. Bye.